Right, so the shiur this week is being sponsored by Rav Itchy Goldbrenner, Lul Nishmas Nechama Bas, Rav Chaim Aliashon. Thank you very much, Lul Shiva, for coming from such a long distance to give us the shiur.
Wanted to thank again Rabbi Kaplowitz. It's been many years already. It's always a stimulating experience to be able to say in these shiurim Motzei Shabbos, wanted just to extend my Birchas Hedyot to Rabbi Kaplowitz. He should continue to be Zeche and for many, many years in the area of Harbotzes Torah. He should be Zeche to the Schar of all those people who are Isaac B'Tzarchei Tzibor Ba'amunah.
Amen.
Gemara and Dafayin Ches, we know that there's a din, a Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni, is also through a mitzvah saseh, alav abo mechlal saseh, to come b'kol. That means that the first generation, that of a mitzri that was megayer, the second generation from that first generation is usher. It's not mutter to come b'kol unless there's a third generation mitzri. Mara has a case. Suppose we have a mitzris. A mitzri rishayna, let's say that's megayer. What is the status of her child, where she was a muberis and she was megayer? So the Gemara says the status of the vlad is a mitzri sheni. That din is not so easy to understand that it's a mitzri sheni. L'chaira, you would think it's a mitzri rishon, because when she's a muberis and isgaira, how many maisim of geiris are taking place? Chayra, we would say, there are two mice of geiris and they are taking place. There's the geiris of the mother, and there's the geiris of the vlad. The chayra, the mother, is a rishon. The vlad is a rishon. If the mother, let's say, was megayer, and then a year or two afterwards she was megayer, she gives birth to another mitzri. That then is very comprehensible why the vlad would be considered a mitzri sheni. The sheni is born from a mitzri rishon, therefore it makes the vlad into a sheni. But over here, why is it that the vlad is a ger, has the status of a ger mitzri? Not because he's born from the mother, it's because he himself was megayer. When the mother was megayer, there are two people that are being megayer, because contained within, encapsulated into the goof of the mother, is the vlad. So when the mother comes and is Megayer, the mother is Megayer, the Vlad is Megayer, L'cher, we have two Mitzri Rishinas, two Mitzri Rishins that are being Megayer. Why is it that the Vlad is called the Mitzri Sheni and it's not called the Mitzri Rishin? Good, we'll have to see about that. But not only that, the Gemara comes onto a case, the Gemara says at the bottom of Ayin Ches, the Gemara is going, even if we hold that there's no din of Uber Yerachima, the Gemara says, Uba Muberish and Isgaira. Gemara brings a case of a Muberish and Isgaira that Benoit Tzarchtvil. The last three lines, a Nachris Muberish, that's Megaira. The Ben does not need Tfila. The Namai ain't Tzarchtvil. Why should it not need Tfila? What are you going to say, Bishum de Rav Yitzchak? Tam Rav Yitzchak, Vartaya Ruba, Makwid al Chaitzis, Ruba Shayna Makwid Ein al Chaitzis. Means that the Gemara is going, even if we hold that Uber is Lav Yerachima. If Uber is Lav Yerachima, that means that he's really part of the Guf of the mother. The Kishkis of the mother don't need a separate Maisa Tfila. When the mother comes and is Megayer, the whole Guf of the mother is Megayer. It's a Geiris for all the Eivarim that she has. Internal organs, everything is what's megayer. Everything goes into the mikveh. The ganze guf goes in, has the geiris. And if you hold uber yerachimo, it's no different than the kishkis. The kishkis are megayer, and therefore, so the mother, it's nisgayer. I got the mother. But if you hold uber lav yerachimo, the gemara is going. If you hold uber lav yerachimo, the gemara brings the case of a vlad chatos.
True, even if it's a son, would need a milah.
Oh, very good. We'll have to see about that. Good point. We'll have to see about that. What happens with the son? Where it's a son and he needs a milah. Very good. We'll see about that. So the Gemara is going, if you hold Uber Lav Yerachima, means where he even has a case, let's say where a person is Magdish Achatos. And the Chatos is Mulberis. We know that it's the din of Vlad Chatos. If a Chatos gives birth to a Vlad, the din is it's one of the five Chatos HaMesis. Vlad Chatos, Tmuris Chatos, Chatos Shemesa Baleh, Chatos Shenis Kapro Baleh, Chatos Yav Rishnosa. The Vlad is Ozla Lamisa. But in a case, let's say, where the mother has the Vlad within her, then it blabs like a person goes and he's magdish two behemoths for achatos. He's magdish one behemoth for achatos, the second one he's magdish for achrayis for achatos. And even though a person cannot be can never be magdish achatos, where unless he's chayav achatos, a person can't just go be magdish achatos unless he did a chet. Over here he can because he's magdish it as achrayis for the main achatos. And therefore, they both have a din of achatos. Ratza bevlada miskaper, ratza beima miskaper, he can be mekaper for both. Because if you hold uber lav yerachima. So the Gemara says, even if you hold the uber lav yerachima, a muberish and iskaira, how it'll be able to be considered a geiris? Right, the Gemara, how would it be considered a geiris? L'chara, we should say it's a chatzitza in the tefillah. Dumber of Yitzchak Vartayr, maybe you'll say it's Ruba Makmed al Chaitz, Ruba Shayna Makmed Ain al Chaitz, Ba'amar of Kahana, Lai Shanu al Ruba, Bakula Chaitz. Even if you hold that there's a cloud that it wouldn't serve as a Chatzitza, in a case where it's Ruba Shayna Makmed, where Kulo is Chaitz, where the whole goof, the inside, is encapsulated in the goof, of Chatzitza, it'll certainly be a Chatzitza. Big Shaila, why the Paiskim don't bring this din? Why? A Rubai She'eno Makbid is not a Chatzitza, and they don't bring the Chilik between Kulo and Rubai. That's a separate issue. Not for, we're beyond the scope of what we're dealing with tonight, but it's a Stama problem because this is not brought, the Baiske don't bring this Chilik that the Gemara makes, a Chilik between Rubo and Kulo. It could be Nafkaminis, V'hamrav Kahana, Leishanu, Ala Rubo, Ala Kulo Chaitzitz. That the Gemara says, Shaini Uber, Dahaina Ravisa. Uber is different. It's able to be considered a tefillah. The reason is because this is the natural habitat of the Vlad. This is where the Vlad belongs. It belongs inside the goof of the mother. And therefore, it's considered a separate tefillah, the Gabe de Vlad, even though it never gets wet. There's no din that a person has to be, when he goes to the mikveh, he has to get wet. There's a din, he has to be submerged in the mikveh. In a way where there's no chatzitza being mafsik between him and the water. If let's say a person will go into the water and there would be a partition between him and the water in a way where the partition would not be called a chatzitza, it would be a good feeling. Let's say a person will go into the mikveh and he'll be wearing a suit made out of skin. Basically, he'll wear a suit, theoretically. Maybe he'll wear a suit and the suit is made out of skin. It's a good tefillah. If you hold, let's say, the way we hold that min b'minay is not chaitzitz, a person conceivably could be go into a mikveh wearing completely a waterproof skin. He's wearing a skin. It's a case of min b'minay, but it's not chaitzitz. Totally submerged in the water, comes out of the water completely dry. That's called that he went into the mikveh. He was in the mikveh. He was submerged in the mikveh, and there was no chatzitza between him and the water. That tefillah is a good tefillah. That's why I could say it makes an efkamina. Let's say it wasn't only Rav that he was wearing. Let's say he was covered with his goof and his head. He totally submerged in the mikveh, comes out, his hair, his head, his body, completely dry. It's a good feeling. It should be coming out. It should be a good feeling. Unless we hold, maybe it's a chilek. No. Wait, again. No. I'm not saying chalur abisi. I'm saying the Gemara itself is telling us halachas of chatzitza and mikveh. I mean, the Gemara, let's assume, all right, maybe it makes a difference if we hold that the Gemara's chilek between whether it's Rive or whether it's Kulo, whether such a thing, whether Kulo might be different. But at least if it's Rive, it's conceivable that the person, at least Rubo, could come out dry from the mikveh. Let's say he's wearing a complex suit. The suit is made. Huh?
How does one know that?
The classic case, the Gemara entertains the halachas of chatzitza by an uber. An uber is totally submerged, so totally encapsulated in the goof of the mother. Comes out completely dry. The Gemara says, that's called a tefillah. Al chatzitza, if chatzitza, it's not called a chatzitza. That's called that it's a separate tefillah for the separate entity of the uber. The uber needs a tefillah. The Uber needs a tefila. The Uber, it goes into the mikveh. Uber is lav yarachimo, it's an entity unto itself. And it's called a tefila. Never touched water. Water never came in contact with the Uber. But afapi kein, it's called a tefila and the separate entity of the Uber.
Because that's where the Uber has to be, or that's where you do.
But it's is. But yeah. But it's called it.
That's not usual. That's not the way you do it.
Minor reason is it's part of it.
It's part of it. All right. It's what does it mean? It's part of it. That's where it belongs. Minor Ravisa. But the Gemara, even before the Gemara. Yeah, even before the Gemara said the Svar of Haina Ravisa, the Gemara entertained the possibility that it's a case of Chatzitza, right? And maybe out Chatzitza there won't be a problem. I'm giving a case where, according to Hilchos Chatzitza, it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. So being Hilchos Chatzitza wouldn't be a Chatzitza, there's a concept that a person has to be in a mikveh. There's no din when a person is tied on a mikveh. He has to get wet. So a person he's not allowed to get wet. For some reason, he's not allowed to get wet. Let's say he has his ears. Let's say people can't water in his ears. He can't water. Let's say he'll cover his ears with a piece of skin. Good. Listen it. He doesn't know, then you have to get wet. As long as you're in a mikveh in a way where a person doesn't have any partition, the mafsik between him and the water, that's cool, that he's submerged in the mikveh. Al kapan. What do we see from this Gemara? What we see from the Gemara is that if you hold Uber as Yerachimo, that means the blood is like the kishkis. Nobody's going to say, how can the kishkis be taiva? What do you mean? The kishkis are part of the goof of the mother. The mother's in there. Not all the internal organs have to get wet or be in the mikveh. They're all part of the entity of the mother. On the other hand, if Uber is lav yarachimo, it's an entity unto itself, and that entity needs a tefillah unto itself. Why is, and that was the problem of the Gemara, why is it that the tefillah is a tefillah unto itself? The Gemara entertained the possibility, maybe the mother is not called a chatzitza. The Gemara says that doesn't work, because even if we'll say the mother is not going to be a chatzitza, that only helps for Raiv. It doesn't help for Kulo. So the Gemara, the reason why there's no chatzitza is because of a new svar of Haina Ravisa. But a tvila, the Uber needs a tvila by itself.
What does Haina Ravisa mean?
So Haina Ravisa means that's where it belongs. That's where its natural state is. Its natural state is like that. Where its natural state is, that belongs there. It belongs inside the goof of the mother.
Isn't that the svar of Uber Yerachimo?
No. No, it's not. It means that where whatever it is, even though it is something which is separate, but the mother is not called the chatzitza between the Uber and the Uber and the water.
Not, but you're not saying what it is. You're saying it's not. I know. The Haina Ravisa means it's not.
It means that where something is, where it's supposed to be, and the mother is not, there's not a foreign substance which is mafsik serving as a partition, then the tefillah is good. The mother is not called a foreign substance. It's not called a foreign substance. It's something that the vlad needs. Something the mother. It's a natural thing that the mother has an uber inside of her. And whatever the uber is there in a natural state, then the fact that he might have by inside the goop of the mother, that in itself is not a chatzitza. She's not called a foreign object. She's not called a foreign substance.
It's the opposite of uber yerachimo. It's not the uber as part of the mother. The mother really is protecting the...
Sort of. All right. If you want to say it like that, perhaps. Maybe we could say it like that. Maybe it elucidates it a little bit more. Okay. If the next step would be, if we see that there are two tefillahs that are taking place by Muberish and Iskaya, L'chaira, what it means is there are two garrison that are taking place. What follows if we say, Zetzach, Matzach Bakvem? The next step that follows, if we say that there are two Maisa Tvila, what follows is that they're two separate, independent Chalaisen of Geiris. If there's a Tvila of the mother and there's a Tvila of the Vlad, it means that whatever halachas we have in the Maisa Tvila of the mother, the Shemiyah halacha of a Maisa Tvila of the Vlad, let's say on the mother's Adin of Gershon Iskaya, Kukutin Shanoi Ladomi. On the Vlad, there should be also then Gershon Iskaya, Kukutin Shanoi Ladomi. If they're two separate Tvilas, that means that they're two separate Maisim of Geiris. And whatever implications or consequences that there are from the mother being Megayer, that same din should apply by the flood. And that creates problems. We started off with the halacha that if a mitzris Rishina, who was Milbaris, then is Taibel, she comes and she has a flood. The chayra, what should happen is that who was, how many maisim of Geiris are there? There are two. The mother is a mitzris Rishina. The mother was a Goyer. She went and was Megayer as a mitzris. She became a mitzris Rishina. The vlad inside had his own separate maisa tefila. That means that the vlad also had a maisa Geiris. So what is he? They're also a mitzvah rishon. So why is it all of a sudden that if he's born, when he, once he's born, he gets the status of a mitzvah sheni? L'chayri should be a mitzvah rishon. V'layayit, we see the following. Let's say the mother is Megayer, and then she has a vlad. Then the mother dies. What's the din? Does the vlad yarshin the mother? The vlad doesn't yarshin the mother. Say the vlad yarshin's the mother. The vlad who went, the mother has nechasim, and the mother died. The mother died after she had the vlad. State beforeish that the din is the vlad yarshin's the mother. Why is the vlad yarshin the mother? If there's a din that of Gershon Iskayar could cut in Shanay Ladomi on the mother, and there's a din of Gershon Iskayar could cut in Shanay Ladomi Lagabi the Vlad. The Vlad, once he's born, he's not related at all to the mother. If he's not related to the mother, so how could it be that, how is it, what does it mean that he Yarshans the mother? How could he Yarshans the mother? The Vlad is a Kakut and Shanay Ladomi. There's no Yichus between the Vlad and the mother. So how could it be that he Yarshans the mother? Hey. Gemara also, we have a Gemara later on. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches. What the Gemara brings, let's say a mother is Megayer and she gives birth to twins, two boys. The one who was Ma'aber her was a guy. The Gemara's case is a guy was born another guy. A guy was born and was born a guy. The guy was Megayer and she had twins. Gemara says there's no Yibum because the brothers that are born are not Achim in Ho'av. They're not Achim in Ho'av. We'll have to come back and see why you need the Svara. But the Gemara says they're not Achim in Ho'av because Alzir Masusim Zir Masal. Because the father, who's a guy, says Bias Mitzri, Bias Goy, and therefore whatever Vladis are going to be born are not Nisyachis after the father. They don't come back. They're not, their lineage is not, doesn't revert back to the father. It reverts only to the mother. And therefore, so there's no yichus to the father. They're not called related sons of the father. But the Gemara says, let's say these two boys that are born want to marry each other's wives in an event that one of them died. Yeah, they went and they got married. The twins got married and one of them died. And the twin wants to marry the wife of the other one, because he can't do that. It's Eishesach. It's Eishesach min ha'aim. If the Gemara says it's a case of Eishesach min ha'aim, Shailis, let's say it's Eishesach min ha'aim. How could it be Eishesach min ha'aim? You see from that Gemara, there's a concept of share, that their share is from the aim. There's a yachas that there is to the mother. There's no yichus that goes back to the father. But there is a yichus that goes back to the mother, to the point that the two brothers are called Achim because they have the common mother. And if they have a common mother, it means that they're brothers that have their maternal brothers. They're maternal brothers. There are two brothers that have a common mother. The question that we have is, why is it that they have a common mother?
Is it a deraisa common
mother? Deraisa. Tomorrow's going deraisa. So if they have a common mother, in spite of the fact that when the mother was Megayer, there was a din of Gershon Iskayar Kukut and Shanay Ladami. Because remember, we're going, even if you hold Uber Lav Yarachimo. So what's this concept that you can have a din of Sheiris Minoim, that they're Sher Minoim? Why should it be Sheiris Minoim? We have the problem. Why is it a Mitzri Rishon? Why is it a Mitzri Sheni? It should be a Mitzri Sheni. It should be a Mitzri Rishon. We have a din, we have a problem. Why is it that there's a din of Yerusha by them? Why is it there's a din of share min ha'im? And we have another problem also. Because the Gemara brings in Bchairis on Daf Mem Vav. What's the din of a Mubarish and his Gaira? We have a Gaia that was Mubarish and she was Megaya. She has a Vlad. The Vlad was the first one that was Paita, the Rechem of the mother. The Gemara says the din is, the Vlad is Chayev and Pidyon Aben. A Gaia was Megaya. The Mishnah. Mishnah's going, whether you hold Uber Yarachima or Uber Yavi Yarachima, that doesn't make a difference. So we have a Mubaris that was Megayer. She has a Vlad that was Paita the Rechem, the first child that was Paita the Rechem. The din is Vlad is Chayev and Pidyon Aben. Is there a Yichas Bas of the father? No, absolutely not. Rashi says, Alzir Masusim Zer Masim. Taisa says, you don't even need that. There's a Gershon Iskaya. But there's no Yachas at all to the father. But you don't need Yichas to the father when you're talking about Pidyon Aben. But as long as we have a Yichas to the mother there's a Yichas. That means a Sher Ha'aim. If you're going to hold that there is a din, that why is it that the Vlad is a Yid? He was, he had his own nice Geiris, so it's Gershon Iskaya, Kukut and Shanai Ladami. Now he's paid to the Rechem of the mother. But there's no Yichas to the mother. It's not even Emo. Why is it that there's going to be a din of Pidyon Aben? Why would there be a din of Pidyon Aben? Well, let's see whether the fact that it's a Peter Rechem, even though, because the pashtus of the din of Peter Rechem is, it's Peter Rechem of Imo. It has to be of the mother. If there's no din of Sher Ha'aim, if there is no din of Sher Ha'aim, there wouldn't be a din of Peter Rechem. Pashtus. Unless we do it not like that. But the pashtus is that there has to be a yichus between the mother and the blood. Again? I've had enough. Yeah. Yeah.
Do these kids, the child, does it have a din of a deer cut in which it can be chayzer?
Excellent question. That's what we have to find out. What would we say over here? Excellent question. It's another way of phrasing the same problems that we have. We know that when a child is megayer, the din is. Higdilu, once they grow up, Higdilu Chaylam Limchais. They're able to go make a macha. When we have a case of a Mubarish and Iskaira, all these cases that we have, the case of the Mitzris, the case of the Gemara that we have on Daf Tzadik Ches, the Gemara and Chairis that we have, the case of the Arusha, when the Vlad is born, because when the mother was Megayer, he had his own Maisa Geiris. Is there a din of Higdilu Chaylam Limchais or not? The pashtus we would assume is, yeah?
Depends if Uber Yarachima,
We're going. We hold Uber Lav Yarachima. If you hold Uber Lav Yarachima, if you hold Uber Yarachima, then there is no separate Geiris on him. But we're going, if you hold Uber Lav Yarachima, Uber Lav Yarachima, we certainly would have assumed that the din is Higdilu Chaylam Limchais. That's another problem that we have. So how do we deal with all these issues? That somebody asked before, also, Eisen Akasha, Baldi Akasha. On the Ramban? We asked over here, what is the din that got me to Mila? We have a machlaikis. If it's in a cave, so it's a hot half a problem. But we have a machlaikis between Tosfos and the Ramban before in Acholutz. In the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. In the Seder of Geiris. Does the Mila have to come before the Tefila? Or can you have the Tefila coming before the Mila? Taisvis Ashita is that when we have a Zachar that's Megayer, the Mila has to come before the Tefila. There's no such concept of the Tefila coming before the Mila. Taisvis asks the Kasha. So how do we learn this case? What does it mean? This case of Mubarish and Iskaira, the Nights are Tefila and immediately is a Ger. What happened to the Mila? What happened to the Mila? So Taisvis answers, and Taisvis says, that since it was not possible to have a Mila, the Geir is able to be chal with the Tefillah by itself. That's how Tosfos deals with this problem.
You don't need a Mila at all?
And therefore you don't need a Mila. It's a Mitzvah Mila, but you don't need it for Geiris. For Geiris, you don't need the Mila. The Rajba answers this question. The Rajba Mem Zayin says, the whole Gemara is talking about an Akeva, it's not talking about a Ben. And the Ramban comes and the Ramban says, from here it's a raya that you can have Mila after the Tefillah. So the Ramban, from this Gemara, it's a raya that you can have, you don't have to have Mila before the Tvila. You can have Tvila before the Mila. And the Ramban, the Pashtus, so the Ramban is really Merav Sanigra. The Ramban is there are different Pelas, and this one is a Pile Ploy. There's a Bombe, and there's an Atomisha Bombe. The Gemara on the Ramban, there are the two big problems that we have on the Ramban is, first of all, what does Ramban do with the concept of Sher Ho'im by two brothers? They're related through the mother, they're maternal brothers. According to the Ramban, what does the Gemara mean on Daf Tzadik Ches? That when we have a Mubarish Sheni's Gaira, the two sons that are born, if they get married, there's a din of Eishesach, because they're brothers. They didn't become Gairim until they had the Mila. Until they had Mila, they were Goyim. The Mila, the Gairist wasn't Nigmar until they did the Mila. Once the Mila takes place, on this brother there's a din of Gershon Iskayer cut in Shanaila. On this brother there's a din of Gershon Iskayer cut in Shanaila. Never the twain shall meet. So what does it mean over here? How could they be brothers? And Balayayid, how could there possibly be a mitzvah of Pidin Aben according to the Ramban? Because when he was Paita the Rechem, he was a guy. When does he become a Yid? So he becomes, he decides to do the Mila a week afterwards, 2 weeks afterwards, a month afterwards. At that point, he'll become a Yid. And therefore, what? Does it did a Petra Rechem for a guy? What does that mean? So the Ramban is really a Pella Atzim, how the Ramban learns the Gemara. What does all this mean? All these kashes that we have and how it works. What are the mechanics? What exactly is taking place in this din of a Mubarish and his Gaira? Before we come to this, we mention one other problem. The Gemara in Ksuvis tells us that a ger katan madbilat isal das bezdin. Whenever we have a ger katan, Bezdin is able to take charge of his gerus. And the Gemara says, Bezdin presides over the gerus, and Bezdin makes him into a ger. The Gemara says, how does that take place? It works with the din of Zachan Ladim Shleibafanav. It's the din of Zchiyah. It's a schus to become a yid. And al Zachan Ladim Shleibafanav, it's able to work. Taisus has a number of kashas because of this. Taisus says, Mashma, that'll be there. How can it work out the din of Zachin? There's no schia for a cotton. Mm-hmm. Number two, there's no schia for a guy. So how does that work? Taisus comes out that when there's a din of ger cotton that Mabil and Israel does bezdin, it's a drabonin. Midrabonin is a yid. Midaraisa, he's not a yid. There's a concept of a drabonin dik a yid. Midaraisa, he's not a yid. Midaraisa is a guy. Midrabonin, he's a yid. That's how Taisus comes out. The Taisus says, but it's shver for the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara brings in Ben Sairah in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, the Gemara looks for cases that a cotton is able to own something. How's a cotton able to become a bialim over mammon? And the Gemara says, so Taisus says, we don't want to deal with a case of Das Acheres Makne, and we don't want to talk about a case where he worked for somebody and he paid him off schiris. These are all possibilities. But the Gemara there comes out about a case where, let's say, he was a ger that the mother was Megayer. And in that case, up Taisvis, Midaraisa, over there he'll be able to be a Yid. Past this, you could learn that he means, why will he be able to be a Yid? He'll be able to be a Yid, and he'll be able to own something, because he'll yarshin something from the mother, alts the din of Uber Yerachima. But it's clear from the Taisa Rosh in Ksuvis, because he stels to our Gemara in Yevamis, where the Gemara uses the Svara of Hainu Revise, and Taisus over there means that if you hold Uber, even if you hold Uber Lav Yerachima, and even if you hold that Tzchiya will not be able to work for a cut, and that Tzchiya will not be able to work for a guy, Avo began, he'll be able to own something by yarshining what he gets from his mother. Say if you hold Uber Yerachima, and say if you hold Uber Lav Yerachima. Frekter Tiveger and Subis. Bishlam of Uber is Yerachima. All right, so it's the mother that was Megayer, is part and parcel of the mother. But if you hold Uber Lav Yerachima, he needs a separate Maisa Geiris by himself. The Geiris of the mother does not help for the Vlad. In which case, so Frekter Tiveger, the whole Taisus and his Hadra Kushel Duchta. What did you accomplish by saying that the mother was Megayer and she had the Vlad inside her, also the fact that she has an Uber? If Uber is Lav Yerachimo, how is it that Bezdin, how is it that the mother will be able to be Megayer the Vlad? Only Absadin of Skiyah. There's no Skiyah for a cotton. There's no Skiyah for a guy. So how did you make it into a Geiris Deoraisa? If Tyson's holds Skiyah whenever you have to go onto the Din of Skiyah, it only works to Rabbanin. So what did Tyson solve now by saying that if the mother was Megayer, the Vlad that's inside of her will be able to become a Ger Deoraisa? How to become a Ger Deoraisa? Frank from Kevanger, to become a Ger Deoraisa, he'll have to work without Skiyah. Here you have to come onto Skiyah because the Geiris is an independent Geiris. So here we also see the same thing, the same problem. Tosfos seems to indicate that if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, the Geiris will be a Geiris Deoraisa in spite of the fact that whenever you have to come on to the din of Zachar Ladim Shleim Afanav, it'll only be a Drabbanan. And here Tosfos holds that it's going to work Deoraisa. The big question is, how is it that it's going to be able to work? And that's where Tosfos says that since the Geiris itself will be a Deoraisa, he'll Yarshin the mother. So on the one hand, we see over here in our Gemara, the Tvila is called a Tvila. There are two Tvilas that are taking place. There's the Tvila of the mother and there's the Tvila of the Vlad. Why is it a Tvila of the Vlad? I know, Ravise. It's a separate Tvila. The Gemara had entertained the possibility that maybe the mother is not a Chatzitza. So the Gemara should be a Chatzitza. What's the reason the mother is not a Chatzitza? Only because of a Svar of Haina Ravise. But how many Tvilas took place here? There are two Tvilas that took place here. If there are two Tvilas, there are two Geiris. If there's two Geiris, it means that how could there be a din of Sher Ha'im? How could there be a din of Pidyon HaBen? How could it be that the Geiris is going to work without the din of Schiyah? How is it going to be able to work if the Geiris is an independent Maisa Geiris? Now, why is it that the Mitzri is able to be considered when he's born? It's called the Mitzri Sheni. Why shouldn't he be called the Mitzri Rishon? And why is it that the Sher Ha'im, that if he has a brother that's born, it's going to be a case of Eishes Achmin Ha'im and not a case of Gershon Iskaya, Kukut and Shanaim? From all these kashas, you see, L'chaira Givaldiki Yisait. The emes is, there's a Chazainish, that the Chazainish says the Yisait. Chazainish, this from Rav Shmuel, says also this Yisait. I want to elaborate a little bit on it. Just to illustrate one thing, it's another, a similar type of problem we have in the Gemara and Tmura. We said it before, a case of a Chatos, that the Chatos was Mulberis. Gemara says a fascinating din in Tmura. Let's say a person is Magdish HaChatos. Our case, the Gemara's case. And he brings the chatas before it gives birth to the uber that's contained within it. We have a chatas, a person is magnus a chatas. The chatas was a chatas mulberis. For states, like we said, if the chatas, if the leida takes place, we have two chatos. And you can brotze bevlada miskaper, brotze beima miskaper. Whichever will have a din of achrayis, it won't have a din of avlad chatos, it'll have a din of two chatos, one being an achray for the other. Fine. But let's say he doesn't wait for it to be born. Let's say he brings the chatos on the mizbeach. So he goes and he shechs the mother, and he's zayrik the dam of the mother. And he does the whole avayda. It's niskaper. Could he eat the vlad? We're going, even if you hold duber lav yarachima, could he eat the vlad? Gemara says he's able to eat the achila, the basar of the chatos, he's able to eat. Shazav uber lavi arachimo, where was this rika that was matter the basar of the uber, of the vlad? If uber is lavi arachimo, the uber is an entity unto itself that happens to be contained within the goof of the mother. But it has kedushas chatos. If it has kedushas chatos, what do you need in order to eat the basar of a chatos? You need a heter zrika. Where's the heter zrika that you have over here? If it's an independent entity, it's a chatos. It didn't have a heter zrika. So how do you eat the basar of the chatos?
If it were a chilin, a ben pekiyah, you reject the mother.
But it's not a ben pekiyah. We're not talking over here where it's going to be where it's a ben pekiyah. We're not talking over there on that. And that, remember, but that's, and also, that's all a heter, the gavi, the heter shchita. That's only where we're talking that the shchita is matzah, called by behemoth teichelu. That's not going to be what it's going to be, a heter shrika. That Gemara, as a matter of fact, in Chulin, of Dafayin Hay, that you're telling too, when that Gemara even has a Havamina, the Gemara says, what about the din of the Makter, the Emurim, of the Vlad? Gemara has a shock with the Tayyim, whether learning, whether you learn from a Pasuk or not, whether what happens to the din of the Emurim, of that Vlad. And here we see you're allowed to eat the Basar, and it has even without a heter shrika. From these things you see, even if you hold Uber Lav Yarachima, it doesn't mean that it's one steadfast rule which does not have exceptions. There gotta be certain halachas, you deal with it as being Lav Yarachima. There gotta be other halachas. The state and the status that the Vlad has is up to what happens to the mother, and whatever happens to the mother determines what happens to the Vlad. You can have a case where a Maisa Tvila is required for the Vlad, and Apal Pikain, the mother, it's like she's the apotropis for the Vlad. She's the one that determines what status the Vlad is going to have. She's in charge of the Vlad by virtue of the fact that he's contained within her. And the das, her das, is what determines the destiny of this Vlad. Legabe chaloisen of geiris. There are not two chaloisen of geiris. There is one chalois of geiris. And that chalois of geiris is determined by the mother. Legabe certain chaloisen. Legabe the heter zrika that you have in a behema. Everybody agrees that there's a din of uber. Legabe certain halachas, you look at it, and that the uber is a chalik of the mother. There got to be certain halachas, you would deal with it as an entity unto itself. There got to be other halachas, it's the Vlad is considered a tofel, a something which is buckled to the goop of the mother. Whatever happens to the mother happens, there got to be the Vlad.
If the Vlad is a zocher, you got to make a zrika and a chattas?
Abada. Because there, that doesn't make a difference. The mother is in a kefa. It doesn't make a difference. The mother is in a keva. That doesn't make a difference in that. That won't make a difference. The mother is in a keva. So that means the uber, whatever it is a dover buttle to the mother. And therefore, whatever happens to the mother determines what status there is on the Vlad. The Vlad is considered a shtik busser, legabe the mother. And legabe the maisegeris that's taking place, even though it's considered an entity that needs tefillah. Why does it need tefillah? Because it's not the kishkis. The kishkis are part of the mother, and part of the physiology of the mother. This is not part of the physiology of the mother. If it's not part of the physiology, then it needs a separate tefillah. But in terms of what the chalaisen of the mother, the dinim, the chalaisen of the mother, the something that the mother comes to do to make a chalais of geiris on herself, then agav the chalais geiris that there is on the mother, avad, that chalais geiris is avad and ispashit to the uber also, without the din of schiyah. Without the din of Shechiyah, and therefore, now that the Vlad is born, now that the Vlad itself is born, he's born from a mother with Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, the mother has Kedushas Yisrael, and Agav the mother, the Vlad is also going to have Kedushas Yisrael. He's born with Kedushas Yisrael from a mother of Kedushas Yisrael, and therefore there's a din of Sher Ha'im. Therefore, there'll be a din of Sher Ha'im. Therefore, it's conceivable, I'm not saying with Ramban, it's conceivable that therefore there's going to be a din of pidyon haben. If Taisvis comes and Taisvis says that there is a din, if Taisvis comes and Taisvis says that if there's a din of Muberish and Isgaira, even if Uber is Lav Yarachima, the din is the Vlad will be able to own something and the Vlad will be able to Yarshin from the mother. That means Taisvis is saying that it's not working with the din of Schiyah. You don't need the din of Schiyah without Schiyah, because the destiny of the Vlad is intertwined with the destiny of the mother. The mother balabatav is over her own chalais geiris. She balabatav is over the chalais geiris of the vlad also, independent of the din of schiyah. And therefore, when the vlad is born, it's tachzachibur, the kedusha that there is to the mother, to the vlad also. And therefore, that din we have in the mother will be in the vlad. He's called sher ha'im. He's called petarechem of the mother. He'll have kedusha agav the mother also. If we take a look on the Gemara that we have on Daf Tzadiches, if you have the, if everybody has the Gemaras, but we have over here, Rashi brings on Daf Tzadiches on the top. Rashi brings in the second line, Hadi Amar Rabbanan Ein Av LeMitzri. Gemara says that Rabbi says Hadi Amar Rabbanan Ein Av LeMitzri, that there's no yichus to the father who's a Mitzri. Like Tema, don't say Mishtum Dishtufi Bezima. The Layadin, don't say because there's Shtufi Zima and you don't know. The Layadin, we don't know who the father is. Ava Yadiyah Chayshina. El Afila the Yadiyah, even if you know who the father is, Lo Chayshina. Vashnei Achem Tuumim, where we know there are two brothers who are twins. The Tipas Avesaya, where it all, they both came from one Tipa. The Nechlechu Lishdayim. We see, even though there is only one father, and we know who the father is, there's a din that there's no zika for chalitza, because there's no yichas to the father. Why is that true? Ashmamin avkuri avkuri achman alazare. A masmeid exib, zir masusim, ishtacham ayar misarim, zir masusim, zir masam. Because there's no yichas, that's a din, azare, that there's no yichas that takes place at all from the father. That's the Gemara.
Is that what we've got in Shnagel?
No, because if you held, first of all, if you held, there are two ways we could view this, maybe. See, we're saying this way, this mahal, that the mother is able to balabatava over the vlad. Now, you might say another way. Rebitzel has a yisayin, Rebitzel Panovich, that's Zavazak, which is hard, the emes is hard to hear in Svara. But let's at least, we'll mention this. Maybe, Take, the Vlad, maybe we'd say the following. Maybe, Yerichadami, there's a din of Gershon Iskayer, Kekot and Shinoi Ladami. The Vlad is an independent entity than the mother. Like Tysus brings in Ksubas. Vlad's a separate entity than the mother. Separate entity, therefore he needs his own tefillah. Why is it that the brothers are born if there's a din of Gershon Iskayer, Kekut, and Shenayladami? Why is it that if the brothers are born, they're called Sher Min Ho'eim, Achem Min Ho'eim? Why is it that there'll be a din Pinyon Abed? Why is it that the son will be able to Yarshin from the mother? Maybe, because the thing that determines whether, even if there is a din of Gershon Iskayer, Kekut, and Shenayladami, but if there's a Leda from a mother who is a yid, the lady is miyachis the vlad after him, even if there is a din of Gershon Iskayer cut in Shinoi Ladami. Maybe that's the kayach in the din of lady. If the vlad itself is born from a Jewish mother, that automatically says that it's his mother, the gabidinim of yichus. Therefore, there are two brothers that are born from a Jewish mother. Even if each one of them had a halacha of Gershon Iskayer cut in Shinoi Ladami, the Kayach HaMa'achid is the lady from a Jewish mother in spite of the fact that there's a Din Gershon Iskayer cut in Shinoi Ladami. Maybe that's the reason that they can Yarshin from him. Maybe that's the reason why he'll have a Din of a Mitzri Sheni. Maybe that's the reason why there's such a concept of Sher Ha'im. From this Gemara, it's a Pella, really. If we take a look at the Rashi. If you hold what? Yeah.
The
Ritzel is going to
say
it
is the Yash and the mother
after
he's in the guy.
Well, if that's going to be hold, we're going, if you hold Akamah Bob Ashishil, so the Vlad is going to be. So if you hold the Vlad Kosher, it means that he's a guy. If you hold the guy, so then this is not going like that, Lechaira. Because then later. So yeah, but that's going to be hard to hear, that if you would say like that. There are those, by the way, who say like that. There's a Chanda Shleiman and a Sivis that say it like that. That's one of the problems. It's very good. Saying because we Taisus on Daf Tezayin over here in Yavamis and Rashi and Kedusha and Daf Samaches hold with others hold that an Akum Haba Bas Yisrael when we say it means havlat kosher, kosher doesn't mean he's a kosher Yisrael. Kosher means he's a kosher guy. He's not a mamzer. So the question that we have is, we have these problems also. The Gemara says that what is the din if an akum haba bas Yisrael havlat kosher, he's going to be chayv and pidyon haben. Why would he be chayv there? The Gemara Chayrus also says if an akum haba bas Yisrael, and you hold havlat kosher, he's going to be chayv and pidyon haben. Why would he be chayv and pidyon haben? According to them, who hold that, he's a guy, he's got, that's a problem. So that's one of the eights that we have for this. But it's avada chiddush nifla. Why would we say that? Avada. But there is an asivus with a chem deshleima and a chalufa mechtavim in the tshuvas. If you look in Ibn Ezra and Simon Beis, you'll see the it's an asivus who learns like that. But all right, but look, we'll have to leave. That's beyond what we're dealing with now. But if we take a look over here, Rashi brings Hadi Amar Aban and Ein Av Lemitzri. The Afilu Hecha, the Leka Lemaymar, Kekutin Shenayla Dummy. Listen to the way Rashi says. Even where you cannot say, Ger Shadiskaya, Kekutin Shenayla Dummy. Kigayin Hairasa Shalai Bikdusha. By a case of Kairasa Shalai Bikdusha, Veleidasa Bikdusha. Where there is not going to be a din of Ger Shadiskaya, Kekutin Shenayla Dummy. What's Rashi mean? Bears up. Maybe there is a din, Ger Shadiskaya, Kekutin Shenayla Dummy. Rashi brings a raya. The Yesh L'Sher Minoim. There can't be a din of Ker Kudosh Shagai Kut and Shenel Adami. For a raya is a din Sher Minoim. If there's a din Sher Minoim, these two things are mutually exclusive. You can't tell me there's a din of Sher Minoim. I'm going to Shema Achas come and tell me that there's a din of Yesh L'Sher Minoim Kut and Shenel Adami. You can't say, Zok Rashi, it's like Nitin Lahayomer Zok Rashi to say that there's a din of Sher Minoim, Machbas Taleda, and at the same time come and tell me that when he was inside the mother there was a din Ger Shadiskaya Kut and Shenel Adami. If it's a din of Ger Shadiskaya Kut and Shenel Adami, there will never be a way to say that there is Sher Minoim. She can't say like Rav Itzel. That's one of Rav Shmuel's times. From the Rashi, there's one of Rav Shmuel and Rosowski's times. Yes, from the Rashi, it's a Rashi's Lahedya, that there is no din of Ger Shadiskaya Kut and Shenel Adami, for Harayat is din Sher Minoim. According to him, maybe there is a din Sher Ger Shadiskaya Kut and Shenel Adami. Leida makes a Sher Minoim. What's one thing up to with the other? You see from Rashi that there is a din, the din of Sher Minoim hinges on whether or not there's a din Ger Shadiskaya. Rashi holds there is no din Ger Shadiskaya. Im Cain, so if Rashi held there is no din of Ger Shadiskaya Kekut and Shenel Adami, so Abazai, why is there a din Sher Minoim? The Torah says it'll have to be only because the mother, Baal Batim, is over the Chalos Geiris independently, even if you hold Uber as Labi Arachimo, Lagabi the Chalos Geiris, the mother is the one that's in charge.
Maybe there's only Ger Shadiskaya on a living thing, something that's living.
Yeah.
Uga is not alive yet.
Perhaps.
So, Malayla, you can't say Gash in the sky if you're putting Shinobu Dummy in this case because
all right, perhaps. Maybe that could be a possibility as a reason. But the Maisa, for whatever reason, there is no din of Gash in the sky or on the Uber when he's inside the mother or in the Tumim. There is no din Gash in the sky. Their destiny is determined by the mother. Now, their destiny is determined by the mother. Now, very good. But L'chaira, we have another problem from this Rashi. I think from this Rashi, we have a Gvaldik Yisach from this Rashi. We'll see what you have to say about it. You might see it for the idol. This Rashi is telling us, Dvarim Brurim, there is no din Ger Shadiskaya on the Yubar, maybe the Hezbir is like you said. There's no din on the Uber of Ger Shadiskaya Kekut and Shenel Adami. And therefore there's a din Sher Ha'aim. According to this, that'll be the reason why there's a din Pidyon HaBen. That'll be the reason why the brothers are, there's a din of Alvei Shesach. That'll be a reason to explain why there's a din of Yerusha. You can hear that very well. But there's another thing that this Gemara says. The Gemara is bothered by the problem. Why is it that they're not Nisyachas after the father also, that there should be a din of Yibum? Should be a din of Zika for Yibum and Chalitza. Mar says, Zirmasusim Zirmasa. Now, let's say you didn't have a din of Zirmasusim Zirmasa. They would be Nisyachas after the father. Even if you hold there is no din of Gershon Iskayar Kekutin Shanei L'dami L'gabe the Uber, but there's certainly a din of Gershon Iskayar L'gabe the mother. So whatever happens L'gabe the mother, why don't you say the same Gershon Iskayar L'gabe the Vlad? Again, the mother was Megayar. Mubarashan Iskayar. On the mother, there's certainly a din of Gershon Iskayar Kekutin Shanei. At least I got the mother. There should be a din. If there's a din on the mother of Gershon Iskayar Kekutin Shanei, that means if the Vlad is the chalik of the mother, the Gabi de Geris, there's a din, whatever happens to the mother, that same Gershon Iskayar on the mother is going to happen to the Gabi de Vlad, even if you hold Umar Yerachimah. If you by Nibar, say even if you hold Umar Lav Yerachimah. But on the mother, there's certainly a din of Gershon Iskayar. So what are you going to say? On the mother, there's a din about Gershon Iskayar Kekutin Shanei L'dami. On the Vlad, there is no din at all, Gershon Iskayar. Or you're going to say on the Vlad that whatever happens to the mother happens on the Vlad. If there's a din, whatever Gershon Iskayar, you have the Gabi the mother, you'll have that din, the Gabi the Vlad too. If you have it, the Gabi the mother and the Vlad, is it Nitin L'Hayomer then that there's going to be a Yichus to the father? This again, Gershon Iskayar. On the mother couldn't have a Yichus to the father. Whatever happened to the mother, you're going to say the Gabi the Vlad. So how could it be Yichus to the father, even if you didn't have din Zir Masusum Zir Masum? L'chaira, what we see over here is, perhaps we hear the following. If the din of the geiris on the Vlad comes machbas, the geiris that we have on the mother, the ganza din of Gershon Iskayar that we have on the Vlad will only go as far as the din Gershon Iskayar hitu zayf l'gabi the mother. L'gabi the mother, there was never a possibility of saying that there's a yichus to the father. The mother married the father. The mother was nebelos by the father. But there's no tzad of yichus to the father. The mother just married him. If the as a vayt, that the din of Gershon Iskayar, two zayf on the mother, that Gershon Iskayar will two zayf on the vlad. But the Gershon Iskayar will not be able to two zayf a din of ka'akim shenaylad, as the Gershon Iskayar can cut like a cut in shenaylad on the vlad. It can't do it more of a din on the cotton shenayla on the cotton shenayla than it does like legabi the mother. If legabi the mother, it didn't do it for din to detach any kind of yichus to the father. Then the din is only as goes as a vayt as it did by the mother. Otherwise, you have to look at the vlad as being look at his biological father. Why should you not look at the biological father because of the din gershon iskayar the cotton shenayla that he gets from the mother? The mother never did cotton shenayla, never to that life the gabi the mother. The mother never, there was never a tzad that the mother should be nisyachis for the fuss of the father. Therefore, if the never to that life the gabi the mother, that she should be nisyachis to the father, the vlad can never become be any better than the mother. Therefore, what do you should you say the gabi the mother? The gabi the vlad should be nisyachis for his biological father. The cotton shenayla can't to life that he's not nisyachis to the father. So why is he not nisyachus to the father? Only because zer masusum zer masum. Only because of zer masusum zer masum. But if it wouldn't be for ger zer masusum zer masum, the vlad would have to be nisyachus to the father. Cotton shenayla can't two wife more the gabi the vlad than the gabi the mother. Perhaps that would be a husband. But the chaver, I wanted to be mimatzir. This is the thing that I wanted to ask you.
But what about Dilma Lavoki?
We're saying over here where we know that it's the father. That's the Gemara. Beis Asur.
It's an opening Gemara.
Here, I'm reading the Gemara. Amar Rava, Loi Tema Mishum Deshtufi Bezeim Adela Yadiyah. Abel Yadiyah Chayshinen. El Afila Diyadiyah Nami Lo Chayshinen. Even if you would know. Why it says, even if you would know. How do you know? The Gemara is talking about that. That's Gemara. The Gemara is speaking, even in a case where you would know. That's only in a case where you don't know. I'll say that, but Chumpus Lai Rice. Well, you don't know, so you got to go bust it right. Well, you know, you know. You don't have to go bust it right. Here we're talking where you. We're talking about the Beis Hasurim. You're talking Beis Hasurim. If you know, you know. There's no, you don't have to have a suffix and go bus or right. You know exactly what took place over here. I'm aware. But here there's no.
The Gemara ends, and you give Misa because
But over here, but there's no kshash of the Elalav Aviv. You know that it's Aviv.
How?
They're in the Beis Hasurim. There was no, there was, it's not possible. The biology is not possible any other way unless he's the father. There was no contact with any other person, any other human being. Yeah. Well, suppose I would ask you the following question. Suppose we wouldn't have, we would revise the case a little bit. And we wouldn't be, we would say not that it's talking about an Akum Haba on an Ivetis Kochavim and then she was Megaya. Suppose I ask you, Shimon or Rabbi Isai, Dayana Mumcha. Suppose there was a Yisrael who was born in Ivetis Kochavim. And then the Ivetis Kochavim was Megaya, Melberish and his Gaira. Will the Vlad there be Nisiachis Bas of the father? Will there be a din of Yibum and Chalitza? Or will there not be a din of Yibum and Chalitza? There you obviously don't have the Svaras, Zir Masusim, Zir Masam. It's a Yisrael that did it. And according to the way Rashi is saying, there's no din Gershon Iskayar Kekutin Shenailad. Because you don't say Gershon Iskayar Kekutin Shenailad when he's inside the mother. Baharayan is a din Zot Rashi of Sher Ha'im. So let's say we'd have a Yisrael that was born in Ivetis Kochavim. And the Ivetis Kochavim was Megayer. Would there be a din of Yibum on the blood?
No, there's no
Yichus. What?
There's no
Yichus
to the father.
There's no Yichus to the father, but then what is the reason there's no Yichus to the father, the Gemara says?
But never
only because of Zir Masusim. Here's no Zir Masusim, the father's of Yisrael.
No, take a, wait a second. If Yisrael, a Kach Yisrael has relations with the Avaydus Kochavim and is a Vlad.
Yes.
There's no Yichus to the father.
Why not?
I know why not, but there isn't.
You don't know why not.
You're right. Are you talking with Geiris or without Geiris?
Without
Geiris. Without Geiris, it's because Bincha, that's the klal that we have. Kisizcha, Ticha, and Imelcha. Kisar is Bincha, Meacharai. Bincha, Abamin, Avedis, Kaichavim. That's not covering Bincha, Elabinah.
That thing doesn't go off. That thing stays.
But over here, remember, she was Begayer.
Yeah, so kids Begayer afterwards. That's it.
But you have to say a chiddush when you're saying. Saying Gvaldik is a very, very insightful thing. They salam this. But you have to say after just add another shlav on it because otherwise it won't be able to be answered enough. Saying like this. What's your name again?
Yitzchak Wells.
Saying like this. If a Yisrael was born in Ivetis Kochavim, and let's say she wasn't Megayer. She was Meilad. If she was Meilad, the Vlad, that's a klal for Shteitzach. Yisrael was born in Ivetis Kochavim. The Vlad's in Ivetis Kochavim. Because Kiyosar is Bincha Meacharai. And the klal that we have is Bincha Abam in Ivetis Kochavim. It's Kari Binah, and it's not Kari Bincha. Mashenke and an Akum that's born Bas Yisrael, it's Kari Bincha, that Cheetah's Rishayim notwithstanding. But in the case where it's a Yisrael that's born, and I bet it's Kachavim, that Kuli Amar Maida, that's Kari Binah, it's not Kari Bincha. Is that a din in the Leida, or is that a din in the immediate Maisabiya? Pashik, you learn, but that Pasik, it's telling us, when the late later from an Ivetis Kochavim takes place, there's no Yichus to the Yisrael, a little to the father. It's Nisiachus plus to the mother is an Ivetis Kochavim. So what Reb Yitzchak Grossman is saying, says that's not the only thing. Bibald, inevitably, that Vlad that's going to be born will not have a Yichus at all to the father when he's born. That says that immediately when he does the Maisabiyah, he's totally abgesundet, detached from that Maisabiyah, has no shaykes to it once it took place. Therefore, if you'll have a Yisrael that's born in Ivetis Kochavim, he immediately loses a shaykes to that Maisabiyah. And therefore, the only one to deal with is the mother, Shiva's Megayer. Now that the Vlad is born, You want to entertain the possibility that his yachas was the father? The father lost his yachas immediately when he did the mi'ah minister of Eretz Kachavim. As opposed to this Gemara, what are we talking about? Who was born the Eretz Kachavim? A guy. A guy in an Eretz Kachavim, there's a yichas to the guy. A guy that's born, there's a din of yichas. A guy that's born in an Eretz Kachavim. The Vlad is called Benai. That's the Gemara here in Yevamos and that's Samach Beis. A guy has a yichus, it's called Benel Bladen Ben Bladen. Over there is a yichus of the father to the son. In a case where it's a guy on a guy. If there's a yichus of the guy to the guy, and now that the mother goes and is megayer, there's no din gair shenisgayer cutting shenaylid, the yichus to the guy remains after the later. Right after the later. So Adam Ben Ishaqas was to the father. There the Gemara needs a svara of zir masusum zir masum. That would only apply where it's a guy that's born a guy. Where it's Yisrael that goes on a guy, there it's a davar pashat. You don't need the svar of Zer Masusa. There it's pashat that there won't be a yichas to the father.
What if you were stronger with the guy, he's Megaya right away?
When? After she's Wilberis?
Yeah, now, no, not yet.
Then
it could be a day. Let's say there's a
house.
The
person
becomes embarrassed
within
what? 3 days, we say?
It
could be
here
before the
day.
What if
it's quick? I don't know. Avadi comes mikayef, that maisa be. That's called she's embarrassed. This is Avadi triggered the whole Ebor that's going to take place. That's called she's embarrassed. That Avadi will be true. So, if we see like this, it's a Chiddush Ladina, if we'll say like that. I don't know if you're right or not. But I think in the instincts, I think we would say that you're right. I mean, the din, Shaul's in the Hesber, if it's the way you're saying. So, if we learn like that, then we understand there is no din, Gershon, Iskaya, Kutin, Shanayla. That's why you don't have to go into the din of Schia. Therefore, these problems that we have will be Miyushim. The question is the Ramban. With all this, it doesn't answer the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, he's a guy. According to the Ramban, he's a guy until he does a Maisa Mila. I have a problem. It's a famous Zug from Rab Naftali Trop. That Rab Naftali says that really a person that's born from a Jewish mother will be part of Am Yisrael. But he won't necessarily have Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is totally in gamers. What will be the status of a, let's say, Mubaris Shenisgaira according to the Ramban? What will the Vlad be until the Mila? It's not a Yid. He's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs. There's no Din Ger Shenisgaira cut in Shenaylin. But he's born from Yisraelis. Saif Kal Saif, it's Bincha Abamina Yisraelis. It's called Binah. And that means that she'll be able, that means that the Vlad is part of, the Vlad's a Yid. Maybe he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, but he'll have to do a Mila in order for it to get Kedushas Yisrael to be Chayim. But in his Yichus is totally already, he's a member of Am Yisrael because he's born from a Yisrael mother. And just to maybe to elucidate it a little bit, suppose I would ask you the following question. You know, we're all familiar, the Bnei Ephraim left Mitzrayim early. The Meir Ephraim, the JDL of the Mitzrayim, you know, we always had them. So they didn't want to wait for the ghosts. They didn't want to wait for the ghosts. They took the law into their own hands, and they went out. And what happened to them? They were all killed, the Bnei Ephraim. Later on in history, Yechezkel came, and he brought this Mechayim Esim, the Atzomas Yevashis. There's one man, the Amar in Sanhedrin, that says, who were the Atzomas Yevashis? The Bnei Ephraim. The Bnei Ephraim died before Kabbalah Satayra, they were in Mitzrayim. Later on, the Tchias HaMeisim, they were resurrected. I ask you at that time. But the Bnei Ephraim, when they got up, were they Yidden? Were they Chayav HaMitzvah? They missed Kabbalah Satayra.
They had
to
fill
in the Shabbos for Sinai.
Okay, they had the Mitzvah of Tefillin. They had. Yeah, but they really didn't have Tefillin. Because the Tefillin they got right before, at the end of Parshas Bo, Neshamas are not chayav mitzvahs. They have to have a maaseh geiris. They have that. They missed kabbalah satayr. I ask you. I'll ask two questions. I ask this following question. Number one, first question is: were they bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov?
Yes.
Not yet. Abadah b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Number two, were they Yidden? They were Yidden b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They didn't have Kabbalah Satira.
They lose it. They didn't lose it.
And the Geirus, they didn't lose their status of b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But they weren't there by Kabbalah Satira and the Geirus. What was their status in mitzvahs?
They're going by Yehuda
Mazir. Huh?
They're going by Yehuda Mazir. They only didn't have Chelk and Aris, but they had his status.
All right. It's the same Rabbi Yudim and Beseira as the Thomas Yavashis.
That's the
day. Yeah. All right, but I'm asking nothing fancy. I want to know, simple. What's their status? Or, another question. Moshe Rabbeinu's children, were they Jewish? They weren't there by Kabbalah Satira. They missed the whole Geirus. Let's say Yisrael came after Kabbalah Satira. Let's say you hold that Yisrael came after Kabbalah Satira, not before. What were Moshe Rabbeinu's children? Were they B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv? Well, that's harder. Because Lamai said they were Megayer. Well, face it. Well, what status did they have? They were there, so it's harder than the B'nai Ephraim. Well, what was their status?
What about the pregnant women?
Yeah, could be. Cases like that. I'm just bringing out, there could be two things. There could be people who are B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. They're part of the nation of Klal Yisrael. And then there's another concept, Kedushas Yisrael, that requires Geirus. So the way Rav Naftali learns it, that second din won't require the din of Schiyah, which is also a Chiddush, Mechadesi. But number two, it's also shver to learn like that, to answer Rav Kimager's kasha, because even if you learn that there is such a thing, by Muberish and his Gaira, he wasn't born yet. If the person was born, let's say, in the Ramban's case, there he was born, let's say, as a member of, from a Jewish mother. So I'd be picking up Ben, after we could deal with it. But Gabe, the Ramban, we also be able to deal with it, that the Mila later on will make him have Kedushas Yisrael. And once he has Tefal B'chayiv and Pidyon HaBen, because he was born as a member of Am Yisrael. But by Muberish and Isgaira, that Rabbi Kimager had the Kasha, how could it be, L'chari he needs Chia, he deals with it, the character of that Kasha also. That Kasha is not so partial already. Because when over there, at what point is he going to be a Yid? He's going to be a Yid. Right after the tefillah, nothing happens after the. If you're going to wait for the later to take place, the tefillah to give the Maisa Geiris took place when she was Muberis. So you can't have that before he became a member of Am Yisrael. There's the other way. Maybe you could entertain the possibility of having Am Yisrael followed up by Kedushas Yisrael. But you can't talk about Kedushas Yisrael until you talk about before Am Yisrael. That already you can't have. Where are the cases that we gave? Are cases where you have Am Yisrael followed up by Kedushas Yisrael, but not the other way. That's really shver. Wanted to maybe be Matzia suggestion to remember how the Ramban would learn these cases. We could hear a possibility. Perhaps from the Ramban, the Chazenish says something with also. First of all, the Chazenish makes a drey in the Ramban, which does not fit into the Lashon HaRamban. And even if you would put it into the Ramban, it certainly does not fit with the Rashba. Because of time, maybe I won't say it. Again, maybe I'll say it. The Chazenish learns that really what the Ramban means, when the Ramban says, from here you see that you can have the tefillah before the milah. So that's the kasha. The kasha is, if you have the tefillah before the meal, until the meal happens, that means that he's a goy. So how does it work? So the Chazenish learns, not that it means, according to the Ramban, the Maisi are going to need the meal. But since we hold that you can have a tefillah before a meal, therefore the tefillah of the Ivedis Kachavim will be able to tuif and be payo for the Uber completely. What's the reason that it's able to work? Because even though we hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, but Legabi, these halachas, the mother is in charge of determining the destiny of the Vlad. Through what? Through the tefillah alone. Now, the question is, if the Vlad is a Zohar, and the Maisa tefillah that he'll always have to have, is Dafkin the sequence of a Mila followed by a tefillah? So how can you tell me the mother with her tefillah does it? It's a Zohar. So Dr. Ramban, if we see that the tefillah of the mother is meaningful here, it means that it could be meaningful because he can have the tefillah before the milah. Once it's meaningful, the two are completely for the blood, and you don't need a milah. That's how he gets, that's how he deals with it. A chap from the Chazinish. But it doesn't really fit in the Lashon Ramban, because Ramban speaks out that you're going to have to have the milah afterwards. And in the Rajba, you can't possibly say it. Because the Rajba says, like I mentioned before, the Rajba says, if we're going to learn, that what's the only way, the only eights over here is, if you hold that you have to have dafke, if you can have the milah, you can have the milah after the tefillah, so Ramban, there's no way to deal with that. Over here, you're going to have to be talking about it in a cave. It can't be talking about a zacher. By a zacher, you're going to have the milah afterwards. Therefore, it won't work. So he makes lav dafke and benah. That's correct. The Rajba finds. The Rajba asks this question. And the Rajba says, you have a raya from the Gemara daf memhei. There, remember the Gemara daf memhei that we have that says that you can have a case, let's say, of an akumah babas Yisrael, where it says that the ba is of the binah is usher to a kayin. So Rashi, binah doesn't mean binah, it's only been a bas, because the binah doesn't have any dinim. Because the bas is a gay because she's usher to marry a kayin. And the Ramban argues on that. But Rashi and that memhei makes binah lav dafkin. That's how Rashi learns. The Rashba makes, but the word says binah is lav dafkin. But you see from the Rashba that he holds that if there would be, if we would be talking that the milah follows the tefillah, there's no way to learn this Gemara. The Rajma says it has to be talking about in a keva. So you see that dealing with the sheet of the Ramban, the way the Rajma understood the Ramban, it means you're going to need a milah afterwards. So you're going to need a milah afterwards. So what does it mean, benayin tzarek tefillah? What does it mean? Just wanted to be matziah, a possibility. How the Ramban could learn the Gemara. Why will there be sher ha'aim if you need that there should be a milah later? Why should there be sher ha'aim? And why would there be a din of pidyon ha-ben? If you see that by in the cave, the isha is the muberish and his gairah. That means that she goes and is megayer. What does she to life when she comes and she's megayer? She's in charge of the kedushas Yisrael. And because she's mekadosh herself, she's able to energize that kedusha that it's mechayev, the Kedusha to be Chal on the Yubar also. The Mekeva is able to be Mekabal, that Kedusha. The Mekeva, if it's a girl, she'll be able to be Mekabal the Kedusha. There's no impediment to it. There's no obstacle, there's no impediment to that Kedusha. The Shefa of the Kedusha that's Chal as a result of the Kedusha of the mother, it's Chal Agav that onto the Vlad also. There's a problem whether it's a Zachar because he's going to need a Mila. That means, but what is the gather of the din of the milah that you need, according to the Ramban, even though that the milah itself is able to take place after the tefillah? The milah is the pshat, that the kedusha that's chal with the tefillah will only be able to work once the ikuv of the arla is removed. When the arla is removed, then the kedusha that comes from the tefillah will be able to be chal. When you do the milah, the original tefillah gave a kayach to the Maisa Geiris, that an event that the Arla will be removed, then the Kedusha is piled, the Gabi the Vlad, the Gabi the Zachar also. There won't be a din of Gershon Iskayar cutting Shadalit on that. Because the whole thing is attributed to the Maisa Geiris that was there before that allows the Kedusha now, as a Makam Chalais now for the Kedusha once the Arla itself is removed. And therefore, since the Chalais Geirish, that's going to be Chal later, comes Mikayach, the original Maisa Geirish, and the Tefillah, there won't be a Chesaron and being a problem of being Sher Ha'aim. Because whatever brothers that are born, and even though the Kedusha is Chal, are you there Mila, but it's Chal Mikayach, that which is taking place by the mother. If whatever is taking place by the mother, it's Yenik Kedusha that makes her status carried over to the Vlad, where the status of the mother forces, and it's Mikayach the mother, that's forcing that status to be carried over to the Vlad. That itself is the thing that enables there to be a din of Sher Ha'aim. And that's why there'll be a din of Petarecha. That's why there'll be a din of Pidyon HaBeth.
All mitzvahs before he makes the tefillah?
What?
Doesn't there have to be a Kabbalah or mitzvah?
No, but that anyway is a very big crowd by every ger cotton. That's always a prayer problem when you're talking about ger cotton. That's all the Rishayim are all bothered by. What happened to the din of Kabbalah mitzvahs? You're right on that. That anyway is a problem that has to be dealt with whenever you talk about a problem of ger cotton, my bilan as alos, but there ever kabbalas mitzvahs. And Tysus and Chaylut says that's the most important part of the whole meat of the whole ger. That's the only thing that can't be done by Lila, Tysus says. Everything else could even be done by Lila. But so good. So but that then we dispense with when we're talking about the ger. Then again, we talk about the din of ger cotton. What? Oh, the parsha also, yeah. Just to, again, Yosef comes and Yosef interprets the dreams. What do we mean when Yosef interprets the dreams? What is there about Yosef that gives him the kayach to be Paisar Chalaimus? Mar says, or Busek brings in Parshas Vayechi, B'nai Tzada Alei Shur, B'nai Tzada Alei Oyin. Like the Gemara says in B'metziya, Al Tikre Alei Oyin, Al Oilei Oyin. Or B'yidgul L'roi B'kar V'haritz, Ma'adogim Shabayam, Ein Ayin Hara Shailat Aleihem, Abzara Shal Yosef, Ein Ayin Hara Shailat Aleihem. What's unique about Yosef is that Yosef is not Tachas Ha'ayin. There's no shlita of ayin over Yosef, and therefore Yosef is called the Alei Ayin. Fascinating thing. We find that when Klal Yisrael was in Shiloh, Shiloh was in the territory of Yosef. And when they ate Kodshim Kalim, they ate B'chol Haraya. When they were otherwise, the Gvul was Yerushalayim to be able to eat Kodshim Kalim. In Shiloh, the place that they were able to eat was B'chol Haraya. When Yankel Avinu found out that Yosef was alive, he found it out because he sent Agolus. It was a remez to the fact that they were learning Egla Arufa. The Gemara says in Saita that Ein Egla Arufa Ba Ela Bishvil Tzarei Ha'ayin. When the person, when there's a guest in the town, and because of the midah of Tsaris Ayin, so they didn't treat him properly. So this is ultimately that led to his demise when he left. It came from Tsaris Ayin. Yosef, what midah did he have to be ice garbitin before he goes down to sustain Klal Yisrael in this man of Golus and this man of a famine? He had to be ice garbitin the sugya of Tsaris Ayin. In the inin of Egla Rufa. If you had to pick one mitzvah that Yosef had to be Isaacin before he goes down to Mitzrayim to serve as the benefactor of all mankind during the time of a famine, what midah that he had to totally be divest himself of in the midah of Tarasayim because of the midah of Atava, of Atavasayim? Yosef is the Paiser Chalaimus. The one who cannot be Paiser the Chalaim is the one that when he sees sheaves, small, skinny sheaves eating, fat sheaves. He sees cows consuming skinny cows, skinny fat cows. What is the person who only could see what the eye immediately encounters? He sees them, he sees cows. But what about the one that's a lamailam in ha'ayin? The one is able to perceive beyond the surface of what everybody else is able to see. The one who sees x-ray vision, he's able to look underneath the mara of what the dream is. He has the kayach of being paiser to chalaimus. That's the one that's al tikri alayayin ala oilayayin. He's not mugvol by what the eye sees. He's not mugvol by the tzaris ayin. And that was the kayach of Yosef, that he had the insight and the perception not to be swayed by what the eye saw, but to be able to see beyond what the eye was able to see. The one that in his territory they were able to eat b'chol haraya, the one that was Lamailam in Hawaiian, he had the kayach of being able to be Paiser the Chalaimus. Thank you very much again to Rabbi Kaplan, to the Zeichazain, for many years of Abbas Steyer.
Amen.